In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. How are you this morning? Good. I want to ask you a question. Who remembers a really special toy that you used to have that you don't like so much anymore? Can anybody think of a toy that they used to really like? They don't love it so much anymore. You can think of one?
When I was very little, I had like a Spider-Man toy. I don't really like it anymore.
Spider-Man toy. So where's Spider-Man now?
I don't
know. You lost him?
Yes.
Don't worry, I think he can get out of that trouble. Who else? Another toy that you used to like a lot, but you don't like so much anymore. Can anybody think of one? Can you think of one? Can you think of one? You still like all your guests?
When I was little, I had this little turtle, and it meant really special to me, but I lost it.
Oh, was it a live turtle?
No,
okay. It was a little pretend turtle and you lost it. Okay.
My little pink teddy bear.
Your little pink teddy bear? And where is your little pink teddy bear now?
In my room.
In your room? Do you still love that little pink teddy bear like you used to?
A little.
A little? Okay. Okay. But not as much as before?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? No? Let me ask you a question. Did Jesus not say that there are things that we're going to love in this world that we can lose and that can become damaged and that the rust can destroy? He said so. He said so. He said that there are things in this world that moths can come and eat up, and that rain can come fall on it, and rust can come and eat it up, and it won't look pretty anymore. Right? He said that. So, it can be very disappointing when you put all of your love into a toy and it breaks. But do toys break? Have you ever seen a toy break? Yeah, I have too. Some of my toys break, and it's very disappointing. My toys are a little bigger and more expensive, so when they break, I get really sad. But still, Jesus teaches us that we shouldn't love our toys that much, and we shouldn't put all of our time and attention in those toys that much. But instead, we should put our time and attention and our energy and our love into something else. Does anybody know what that is? Yes, sir?
God.
In God, yes. And he said it in a special way. Jesus kind of said it in a special way. He said, seek first
the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah, he said, seek first the kingdom of heaven. And he said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a very deep statement.
It means if you like love something on earth and then it like breaks or something, you'll just stay with it forever. But if you put like your love in your heart in heaven, then you also be in heaven.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. See, so what Jesus is trying to teach us is if you love something on this earth so much, that's where your heart will be. Your heart will be over there with that thing. Maybe it's the teddy bear, right? Or maybe it's the turtle. But if your heart is with that turtle or your heart is with that teddy bear, it's so disappointing. Especially if the turtle's lost. Does that mean you lost your heart?
No.
Okay, I hope not. No, it doesn't mean you lost your heart. But if your heart is with that turtle, that's pretty disappointing. What if my heart were with Jesus? Can I lose Jesus? You can't lose Jesus. Can't lose Jesus. So if my heart is with Jesus and my treasure is there, wow, then I have something special that will never go away and that will never disappoint me, but instead will reward me and will bless me. What kinds of treasures can we save up for ourselves in heaven? Any ideas? What are some treasures?
Like maybe prayer and our love, just save it for heaven when the day comes.
Prayer is a good one. Prayer is a great treasure we can save up in heaven. Do you have a bank account? Not yet? Okay. Do you have a credit card?
No.
Okay.
Faith?
Hmm?
Faith
is a beautiful treasure you can store up in heaven. That's a great one. I like that one a lot. Yes?
Truth.
Truth is another one. Telling the truth. That's a good thing to do. If you tell the truth all the time, then Jesus remembers that. And he has a little bank account for you. But you didn't have to open it. He already opened it for you. And every time you do good things, or you love him, or you serve him, your bank account grows and grows and grows. And you have a really, really big bank account by the time you get to heaven. And those are rewards. Those are rewards. So when you get those credit card applications in the mail, you can disregard them because they're not valuable. But the bank account that Jesus gives you in heaven is really, really valuable. And even if you invest and invest and invest and do your very best to build up that bank account, there's nothing that can make it go down. And even if you forget all of the good things that you did for Jesus, and if you forget even for a moment how much you love him, he'll never forget. And it's always going to be recorded permanently in heaven just for you. Isn't that a great deal? This is a bank account that will never go down in value, and it will only go up, and it's secure forever, and you'll never lose it. It's like Toys R Us getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's all for you. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah, I think it's even better than that. It's even better than that. So let's remember to store up for ourselves lots of treasures in heaven and put our heart up there, because we'll never be disappointed. We'll never be sorry. We'll always be happy. And that is only going to grow more and more and more. And now we have a treasure that we want to share with you. Damien is going to stand up and share a treasure with us. And we'll see if maybe we can be encouraged to build up treasures like this too. Okay? All right. What are you going to do for us, Damien?
I'm going to say all the books of the Bible.
All of the books of the Bible? Every last one? Oh my gosh, can you do that?
Yeah.
Really, you can? Let's hear it.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Joshua, Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel.
Good boy, Damien. Good boy. God bless you. And may God reward you. I bet that took some work. I think it did, didn't it? I think God is going to reward you for that work, and it'll be a treasure in heaven. And even if you forget one of those books down the road when you get to be old like, you know, me, God will still remember, and He'll still credit your bank account. See? That's a treasure. To do something for God is a treasure. May God bless our bank accounts in heaven and help us to always remember that our treasure is where our heart is, and our heart is where our treasure is. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.